Welcome back to Binging 101, folks. It's been 3 weeks.
Far too long. A week late. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
Yeah. We had a nice little, would you say relaxing break?
I would say relaxing, but we've been on work placement. So, I mean, like, it's been not too crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been a good break.
Relaxing in
terms of... That's the part where I was supposed to fade it out, but I missed it. Sorry.
School workload.
Yeah, it's nice to be out of school for a little bit and just chilling. Feels good.
Yeah. You were telling me you're afraid of binging.
Yeah. Lately, you asked me what media I've been watching earlier. And truth be told, I've just been watching like movies and stuff for the reason that I'm afraid that if I start a whole series again, I'm going to do what we've been advocating other people do.
Watch it all at once.
Exactly. So it's kind of sad, but yeah, I've been trying to avoid it. I'm doing a lot of editing and stuff instead. I was binge editing. What about you? What about Skyline?
You know, same old, playing video games. New Pokemon game released, Pokemon Ultra Sun. I could go into the nuances of it, but I feel like it'd be lost on you. For the first game, the villain was actually like a very well played abusive mother, like an actually like fleshed out. Basically, there are these interdimensional Pokemon called Ultra Beasts. That's what they refer to them as.
Okay.
Basically, like, she discovers one day, and she becomes obsessed with it. She needs it. She, like, it becomes her entire life, and she
Pokemon had way less story than this, from what I remember.
It used to.
What?
But I guess, like, as technology's gone on, it's kind of like, if you can add more story, add a little bit. It's still not super story heavy. I think Sun and Moon, like, had the most interesting villain out of the series. Like, they've tried... Like, I mean, basically, your stock villain is just, like, taking over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one actually, like, wanted this specific Pokemon and started dressing up her kid as it. Like,
what?
In, like, similar clothes. Like, it has, like, a big... Like, it has, like... It looks like a sun hat on and, like, a flowy dress.
Weird.
And, like... Or, like...
I feel like...
And... What?
Go ahead. No. Fisher that.
And, yeah, basically she's dressed up her daughter like that, who's like the daughter's one of the main characters.
This is really
runs away from her abusive
mother.
More
depth than I thought there was. And this is my thing about Pokemon, is that I feel like the more that they dive into story, like the way you're describing, the closer they get to a point where they're going to have to address that Pokemon battling and stuff is and ownership is basically like enslaving these highly intelligent beasts, and
they have,
it's like dog fighting.
They have,
but worse. Wait, yeah. they do explore it
in Black and White, especially, and also in Black and White 2, kind of.
But what they
the
like
evil
being
team
in the
is
ball?
Actually like a is like the PETA of the Pokemon world. It's like Pokemon deserve to be free of their human masters, and like it turns out that it's just like a stock villain at the head of it who's
what?
Just like, I just want all of them for myself.
Is this like a metaphor for slavery? Like they're like
basically their excuse for it is like it's like a special bond that you form. Like they put themselves in harm's way, but like they trust the trainer to not take it too far. Like they address death probably in the first Pokemon games more than any other one,
right?
Because that's like such a touchy subject. Like, when you get to zero health in any other game, you're dead. But when your Pokemon get to zero health, they faint. But they actually have like a Pokemon cemetery in every game.
Uh-huh.
So like Pokemon die, but they don't die in battle. Or like, do they? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's like in this game you're describing, it sounds like if we're going with the metaphor of slavery here, Abe Lincoln and the abolitionists are the bad guys.
Yeah.
Am I taking this to edgy 5me of a place?
No, I mean, like, in the Pokemon theory crafting community, which, strangely enough, does exist for weird adults like me.
That's cool.
like they talk a lot about because Pokemon actually has like a kind of nuanced lore to it now, where it's got like deities and like the old gods and you know, created Pokemon created from human creations and Pokemons that came to life from human creation.
Oh, that's pretty weird.
Okay. But like, where do you draw the distinction? Like, at what point do you? I don't know. Like, what point do you draw the difference between animal and man when, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. And like, they like some of them, Pokemon like say they can form whole sentences and thoughts. Like,
yeah, like certain, Meowth.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Why is Meowth is like a fully sentient being, and he's still a slave?
But I mean, like, does he choose to be a slave? Like, does he? Because like the point that they were trying to get to in. When they were addressing
that
this,
sounds like slave culture. You're just
yeah, it's like they form a bond with their slave master, friendship. Oh, we're really just befriending, not enslaving the Pokemon. It's like it's.
I'm sorry.
Kind of fucked it's, up, yeah.
But it's like a it's
a children's game.
It's like
so
a
you can't,
hey, just don't think too hard about it. It's fine.
Like none of these games could ever be rated T forever. Like this Pokemon's gonna be a kid's game. Forever. When I can talk to my girlfriend's 8-year-old, I want to say son. It's not her son, her little brother.
You wanted to say son?
I was going to say son.
I thought my girlfriend's younger brother was
son. It's like, like they're kids and she's like an adult. So it's weird. Like, I don't know that many people who have kids siblings when they're adults.
That's true.
But,
no, that's so true. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. New Pokemon games. And then, okay, so they had this abusive mother as the main villain. And then they changed it to, like, the girl is still dressed up the same way. Right. Like, so it would imply that she's dressing her daughter up in this manner.
Okay.
But she's, like, not obsessed with it anymore. And the reason she's, like, going after them now is because she wants to save the world for her own selfish means or something like that.
Okay.
But she never ends up really becoming a bad guy.
Huh.
So there's no real antagonist there. I think they really flubbed the story on this Pokemon game, which is always super story light, but yet still kind of nuanced. Like there's, it gives fans, older fans, enough room to play within those boundaries. And I think the one good thing about the internet and about gaming videos on YouTube, strangely enough, is that it gives people a space to share these kind of ideas, and it gives kids the chance to, like, analyze their media a little bit sooner. Totally. And it's, like, in a safe space, too, except YouTube is not a safe space, so.
Yeah, not anymore, I guess. Or not currently. It seems to be in the news. I mean, like, I would argue that it is maybe not as bad as some people, but...
This may be delving into news a little bit soon. Or why don't we talk about the news?
We can, but before we do, I should address like the sound that you may be hearing from...
Oh, the gunshots?
Yeah, someone's watching an action movie upstairs. Hopefully a TV show in fitting theme with the podcast we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Binging 101. But,
one day we will get a studio. Today is not that day.
And one day we'll have actual sponsors.
But today is not that day.
Today we're sponsored.
We're sponsor free. Oh, are we going to do the bit?
I was waiting for you to do that.
Oh. Well, I gave it away that it's a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But sponsored by the letter L.
I don't know why I find that so funny.
We were planning.
Why is that?
If you
so
actually
funny
listen
to
this show, we got a Twitter now. Binging 101 Podcast, I believe it is. I'm the one who runs it, so I should know what it is. But
it's a long Twitter handle.
If you want this to go Eric Andre style or Nathan For You style, just go like off the handle weird on occasion. Or
we
like
we can do that.
We could
just
do that
for you.
We love being weird for you.
I'm Sean.
Sean and Skylar for you.
For you. We'll get to the fact we watched Nathan For You earlier.
Actually, it's just Binging 101.
Binging 101. Just
Follow us on Twitter at Binging 101.
Yeah.
I haven't tweeted since November.
And what's the word I'm looking for? Just a preview of what we're going to talk about after. We just watched Nathan For You before sitting down to do
very
this
funny.
Podcast. It was hilarious. We were just like, I was hiding behind my pillow and then screaming, laughing, and so uncomfortable.
I was
it's
not
so
hiding. I was just letting the laughter come.
I was like afraid because it's so like cringy sometimes and so hilarious. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We should we should talk about some
new
stuff.
Yeah, why don't you talk about first TV, and then I'll talk about my weird piece of YouTube news.
Have we ever talked about Walking Dead?
No. Well, I think we might have brought it up a few Walking times. Dead? I catch it. My dad watches it occasionally.
So I don't know if you've heard, but apparently,
didn't a big character just die?
Oh, I don't know. I stopped watching, and I think the real story. Well, not the real story. That sounds like such a dick thing.
The real story.
The big part of it is that, like, its ratings have dropped so much. And like it's really suffering apparently story-wise, like, and my mom and brother and they used to love that show, and now they just like, my mom was like, it feels like a chore to watch it. I'm like, is it going to be that good? Apparently it's just super lame now or something, or like nothing happens.
Has it just diverted from the source material, or
I don't know, because I haven't read that far.
How long has Walking Dead been going on?
Too long, in my opinion. I think that they don't have an end game. I remember watching an interview with Robert Kirkman or something where he was saying like, oh, well, you know, we could just keep on going. You know, we can go for seasons and seasons because we got lots of content. And that's how comic books maybe work.
Yeah.
But
you could.
Television does not work the same. Like, you've had these same characters for years and years and years. You got to give Rick an end game. You got to give something, or before everyone stops giving a shit about all the characters and the characters, you know, fall in love with someone, that person dies. Mm-hmm. Fall into love with someone new, then you die, and that person becomes a bigger part of the story, and then they die, and then another person. It's like, what is this? Is this it? It's just like, eventually we'll have none of the same characters from the original show, and or either that or it'll just be not interesting at all. I don't know where they're going with it.
You said that you can't really do that with TV. You can't have not an end game. I disagree with you.
Well, I guess it depends on the genre.
Yeah, it depends on the genre. That's basically my point, so whatever. I guess you just said.
Sorry.
I'm going to go into that. I was a show like Friends cannot have an end game.
Totally.
I agree. Like, slice of life. And then, like, when we talk television on this show, we're usually talking about dramas, comedies, dramedies, weird. But television has, like, a lot of stuff on it.
True.
Like, you've got documentaries, you've got news, you've got like the news. Does the news have an end game? Sure.
Wait,
if you're
TV news?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Does TV news have an end? No, it's like the format.
Fictional.
I wasn't trying to like degrade you there. I was just
because I ruined your original story, so you were trying to broaden, and then now I ruined it again.
Letter L. mess anything up, I'm just gonna
say letter L
for laughter coming out of Sean's pie hole right now.
Out of my eye hole?
Pie hole.
Oh,
I don't know why. I don't. Is pie hole like a rude term?
I don't know. I'm not offended if that's what you're asking.
I thought you were like, oh.
No, it sounded like a Rick and Morty reference. But as we know, you don't like that show. So butthurt. Just kidding. I'm not. It's fine.
Sean's butthurt. Sean's trying to sick the fandom on me.
Major
can't believe this.
Was there?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just that I didn't like. I wouldn't go out of my way to rate. Wait, today ratings continue to surge after Matt Lauer departure. That's cool.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, that's also a TV thing. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Morning shows. Yeah. Weird community programming. Shout out to Barney Moray, whose friends are all, their fingers are all over that business. I think his girlfriend does a lot of community programming too, Mel.
Huh, that's
shout
cool.
out to Mel.
Shout out
lovely,
to you guys.
Lovely couple.
Why not? Yeah, exactly. Was there any other news on here I want to talk about?
I don't think so.
I can give you some updates. Punisher was renewed for a second season.
That's exciting for some people.
That show. I've been wanting to watch that show. I haven't gotten around to it yet. Wow, I'm just not a good binging advocate lately.
Yeah.
What else is on here?
Fox and Disney, are those guys in bed? Is that like, no, ABC and Disney, that's what it is.
Yes, that's correct.
Because they have the ABC, like,
at least
World,
one
of, World of Sports. or the ESPN. No, I think it used to be ESPN, then they changed it to ABC. Like at the Florida theme park, they had like a World of Sports kind of like area at Epcot or something like that, or near the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, cool.
And I know the Universal Studios either used to or still has an NBA cafe, which is probably the one of the coolest sports bars. It's probably the coolest sports bar that I've ever been to.
NBA cafe.
It's basically they got like gigantic, like three heights of myself TVs. Like these TVs are actually like 15, 20 feet tall.
Holy shit.
And like you watch basketball on them. And it's a sick deal if your kids love basketball. Like I did.
That sounds pretty cool.
It was cool. If you ever are in the neighborhood, highly recommend it. Can't say a lot about the food because I was 10 years old and the only thing I was ordering was chicken fingers.
Ooh, now I want chicken
fingers. And now I'm 22 years old and the only thing I order is chicken fingers. But
I think that's it.
I was going to go into some YouTube before because I don't know. We were talking about YouTube.
Do you want to talk about
how it was not a safe space anymore?
Oh, yeah. All that stuff with like the... The YouTube kids stuff?
Yeah, ElsaGate. That's what they're calling it. It's because it's like all
weird
like,
animated videos that look like they're for
some
kids.
Some are not animated.
Some of them aren't? Ooh.
No, there's like some live action weird Spider-Man and Elsa stuff floating around.
And they put these children's characters and
like,
stuff from
just very like
children's
pre,
entertainment.
Like very low quality pre-rendered assets.
But kids don't know and they just watch it and then
and
it ends
it
up being kind of fucked up and like... Yeah, and the reason why people keep making these terrible cartoons is because kids will keep watching
and they
them
end up
and
on
they
like
make money
playlists.
From the views. Yeah. From the views. Did
Finger
I say
family.
Abused? From the views they make money.
Let's,
and that's why
let's
they keep
see
making
if I can,
them. So it's become a huge problem on YouTube if you didn't already know about that.
Finger Family Spider-Man.
I think the latest update to that is that YouTube keeps releasing like press releases about how they're cracking down, and I think they're actually... Apparently, they're hiring more staff.
Wow, YouTube hiring more staff.
I know, like, because that's the biggest thing with that. It seems like everyone's always hearing from YouTube, "Oh, we're gonna try harder. We're gonna try harder." Or you know, our machines will get better. Our computers will get better at learning what videos violate our terms of service and which ones don't. But they're actually hiring more staff to do more manual. What's the word I'm looking at? More manual reviews of videos before they just get pulled down.
Mm-hmm.
They lose their monetization and stuff, so it's interesting. We'll see if that actually works.
Yeah,
see
like
what happens.
And like some of the like titles for these videos are like I mean, there's like some genuinely like disturbing and creepy stuff. Like there's a channel called Hey Kids, where it was like it was like a cracked baby doll with like some man's face superimposed on it.
Ugh.
And like saying he was an AI and like telling them to like, I don't want to say kill their parents, but like
what?
Stuff of that caliber. And it was just like super weird. And it was like some man with like a very heavy accent telling
That's
people
really messed up.
In English. It was very weird. But like just to give you a taste of some of these, and Sam Sutherland, who does This Exists, great Canadian journalist. If you don't watch This Exists, it's a very good YouTube show.
I think I've heard of it.
But
I'll check that out.
Yeah, he did an episode on this, but like, just to give you like an idea of what some of these names are: Paw Patrol, Spider-Man, Finger Family Songs, Nursery Rhymes Lyrics for Children and Kids, made by Baby Nursery TV.
Was that one?
That was one run-on sentence of a video title.
Oh my god!
Or like, what is this?
What
Peppa
was the part
Pig
about fingering?
Finger Family. That's like
What's a finger
that's like.
Family? Okay, did it's, I?
It's
I
like
went,
a nursery
I took
rhyme.
It to a, I took it to a dirty place. I thought I just assumed
Fingering.
That was what they were. I wasn't trying to be gross.
Finger Family
I just thought they were being gross.
Basically, it's a very finger easy puppets. Animate. Yeah, it's like a finger puppets thing. It's like a nursery rhyme, where it's like, "Daddy finger, where are you? Here I am. How do you do?" And like, it's very easy to animate these hands going up, and it's like. Characters that they don't own the rights to all the time. I think I don't know if we mentioned that or not. And it's like weird mashups too, like Spider-Man and Peppa Pig and Paw Patrol with a giant shark in it.
That's super weird. I don't like it.
It's weird and we don't like it. That's the point.
It's weird and I don't like it. What is that from? That's not from
Donald.
Anything. Was that a Donald Trump accent?
That sounded a little bit Donald-y.
God, we should just make a political podcast where I complain about Trump stuff. Who wants that? No one wants that.
Depression podcast. The emotion depression.
At least the talk shows make jokes and stuff, but
yeah,
no one wants
like,
to hear.
I think we would just like sit on the couch and just be like in a malaise. Like we're all going to die.
Eventually,
we
just talk ourselves into a sad stupor.
Yeah.
Let's just, is there an Alabama election going on right now?
Yeah, maybe let's do some live news reporting.
Oh God. Please, for the love of God,
let's
tell me
find
they didn't
out and find our live reactions. Letter L for live reactions to possibly a depressing situation.
Perfect.
Alabama election. Live results.
Is he winning?
Give me.
I think the interesting part to me, though, is just like, aside from like all the accusations and stuff, even if you were to say, okay, even if we were to be found out that all the allegations against Roy Moore were wrong, he's still just like a terrible politician and wants to like get rid of parts of the Constitution. And he thinks that like it should be illegal to like illegal to partake in homosexual acts and stuff. Like he said stuff like some horrible stuff like that.
Who was the guy that...
And he's just bad at his job.
Who was
too.
The guy that... What was in his... What,
Roy
what was
Moore?
It? He won.
He won?
He won 52-48.
Are you serious?
Alabama certified assholes. If you're listening from Alabama and you voted for him, I'm sorry that you voted for him. What?
He won?
What is wrong with the world?
Do you know why he won? It's because Trump endorsed him.
Well, it's because Trump... But, like... They have a stat down here. I'm looking at NBC.
Oh my God.
28% oppose Trump, 19% oppose Trump, 51% say it's not a factor.
What? Like, in this day and age, like you can't just not participate in politics. Like, politics is everything. Everyone, I saw this tweet.
In no day and age can you not participate in politics.
Do you see that tweet recently that this guy was like, he's like, yeah, if you don't think you're a person who, like, oh, I don't really care, or I'm not really into politics. Well, you know what? All the people above you who are screwing you in the system and taking your money and like taking your health care and whatever, they are using the rules and they're into politics. So you better get into it or else you're going to be the losers. So in the words of Donald himself, wow, this just got very political. I'm sorry.
Yeah, welcome to the very political podcast.
Oh, man,
Mr. Moore leads
rough.
By... Oh. Hold on, wait, no.
It's not over?
It's not over yet,
oh,
folks.
My God, thank God.
But this is the last update from 11 minutes ago. With 75% of votes in, Mr. Moore leads by 50.7%. Hold on, wait. In his event in Montgomery, Mr. Moore shook hands with Judge Roy Moore. He then left to watch returns from another room. His campaign manager told the crowd that Mr. Moore would soon have the new title. Okay, that's his campaign manager, though.
Oh, so
75% of votes in, Mr. Moore leads by 50.7%. There is a chance to 47.
Man.
Oh no, sorry, to 47.9%, but it is still too close to call.
Oh, so it's close.
It's
thank God.
Very close.
You said 50% more.
No,
or maybe I heard you wrong. Okay. That's
Americans still
make the right
not
choice.
Not all Americans,
please.
Alabamans, please.
Make a...
I know you won't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was rude to our lovely Alabaman listeners. But seriously, if you voted for him, fuck you.
Boom.
All right.
That was like an Eminem style like drawing the line in the sand. Like, if you support him, you're no fan of mine. I feel like he said that in a
play the Nathan for You clip, please.
Yeah. Oh God,
it was so political. Wow.
Whatever.
This is our show.
This is our show about binging.
Only communists in this house.
Binging politics. That's just, yeah. I'm trying to make.
Okay, let's talk about some first impressions. Nathan for You. That's what we watched a few minutes ago. What did you think of it? What did you think about Nathan for You?
I guess
Do you
we did
think
talk
it's all
that,
that's cracked up to David? What David
I
said?
Think it's pretty hilarious.
I
we
think
watched
it's
one
very
episode.
Funny. I think it's the most I've laughed at any of these shows so far.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. It's just what?
And they make it seem like it seems like really convincing sometimes. Like the stuff that Nathan does is like, there's no way. Like he's obviously just screwing with people, but like the way people react is just so genuine mm-hmm. that it seems like real. But some of it must be scripted, or you know, it's yeah. edited to look a certain way. But how he okay. just. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. Should we play the clip?
Yeah. Before we do your Nathan for you, let's do just like a quick elevator pitch. Nathan for you right. is a stylized in the form of like a Shark Club or the Entrepreneur.
Wait,
is that what it's called?
Shark Tank?
Shark Tank. Thank you. Shark Club. Not Shark Club. The
Our club. Sponsor today is
Shark
Club. The letter L.
Sorry. The letter Okay. That's good. I like that.
Shark Tank.
Shark
Den.
Tank, Dragon's Den, stuff like that.
Is it? Well, I guess it like that. I guess it is sort
it's
of.
It's a little bit. It's got the same kind of tone where this is an authoritarian figure coming in to kick your
fix
ass.
Fix your business. It's like bar rescue.
It's like bar
except
rescue.
If the guy do nothing really about
it's,
rescuing
yeah,
bars.
Yeah, it's stylized as bar rescue. But it's a dink who does it. Like, he's like, he introduces himself as, I graduated from one of the top business schools in Canada
it's
with
like
good
C
grades.
Minus,
he's like, C minus.
B plus.
B plus.
There's an A minus. There's one A minus.
There's one A minus in there with really good grades.
Really good grades.
And basically he goes around to different businesses and he comes up with a harebrained scheme to get them attention. And then he goes to professionals and the professionals basically tell him he sucks. Tells him he sucks. Even the business owners occasionally. So one of them.
Are telling him his ideas. No, that idea is bad. It's terrible.
What would you do? I probably wouldn't do a poo flavor in my
okay,
store.
Okay, well, don't spoil it. We got to... Well, hopefully you guys watched it if you...
Please.
If you were here
join
3 weeks ago. But
we'll give you 3 seconds to watch it. Okay, play the clip.
Frozen yogurt is one of the most popular treats in America. Enjoyed by everyone, like Asian women, or just a regular guy in the neighborhood.
And then it's like
just a regular guy in the neighborhood here.
But that popularity doesn't mean much.
I love, he does that throughout the show, is like, spoils
really?
What the interviewee is about to say.
Yeah.
Right before he says it, I'm just a regular guy in the neighborhood.
But yeah, it's also like something that we learn in broadcast journalism, like don't just say what the quote is.
Yeah, don't just say exactly
journalism.
What they're about to say.
That's like one of the cardinal sins of journalism. This guy
does
it. But like also like, I liked what he did there. It was kind of like a subversion of a subversion where he's like, where he shows like an Asian woman. And then he shows like a white, old white dude and like a regular guy in the neighborhood. And I was like, is he just doing like a racist,
like a racist
aversion joke? Like kind of like, this is ridiculous. Look at this ridiculous thing I'm about to say. And then the guy actually says, I'm just a regular guy in a neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh boy.
If your yogurt shop is empty.
And they make like a dramatic clip. Like they take like the
and lately he's been in desperate need of customers.
It would be a plus if we got more traffic going.
So I paid him a visit with some advice on how to help his business.
Firstly, did you see someone in here with a beard yesterday?
He came in the day before with a beard disguise.
Allegedly. Like that's what they make it look seem. Did he actually?
Okay.
Yeah. Came to
I love how awkward it is.
Yeah.
Cool.
Man, this guy's so
my mission
awkward.
Was to fill Yogurt Haven with customers. My plan? A crazy new flavor that will get people talking. That flavor is poo.
Is poo.
Is that serious?
Yeah. The media responds to controversy. We know that. I feel like a poo yogurt flavor might be a news story. If people read the paper, could
if
bring
people
like...
read the paper.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds
of
thousands.
Here maybe, or
just to try that flavor?
Yes.
Oh, poo.
Yes. I really needed
Should
to sell
yeah.
my
Yeah,
idea
cut
to
the
Nick.
Clip.
So later on the episode, if you watched it, that part where he has a focus group come in to try this poo flavoring that he gets specially designed by some weird ass company.
But you never actually know if this, like, because, like, I looked up the pizzeria at least. The pizzeria exists.
Yeah, that's the other business he helped later on the episode.
But like, I'm not actually sure if this flavor company exists. I'm not actually sure if these are just actors
It seemed legit, yeah. Honestly.
And then like they had this poo flavor and it looked convincing, but it could have just been chocolate.
And people were acting up. Yeah.
That's the one thing, right? You never know. And it's like that kind of thing that you want to be in disbelief about. Like, you want to like believe, but you also want to be in disbelief. You want to is this real?
That's what this show is.
I think with any other show, if you had this kind of tone to it, like if you had this kind of like, is this real or is this not real? Where it kind of shatters the fourth wall a little bit.
You're like constantly wondering, like, is this scripted or what?
With any other show, wouldn't work.
Yeah.
With Nathan For You and Rick and Morty as well, sometimes, like, wondering whether it's unscripted or not is kind of the fun of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that pulls a lot from, like, the traditions of humor that have come up on the internet.
Totally.
Like the absurdist, weird skits that you can find on there. Weird college humor stuff about your podcast that nobody listens to.
Oh, no. We'll post that clip. We saw a clip recently about people who make podcasts and making fun of those people. Yeah. And it made us sad.
They basically like tore into it and it made us both sad. We saw this on separate occasions.
We both saw it separately and then
Sean mentioned it. And then I was like, yes, I saw that. That made me very sad until the end.
And, you know, it's a bummer kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, but maybe not for you. So check it out.
But we're still doing it because it's fun.
It's a good creative outlet.
It's a creative outlet. So why not just do it? because it's then you're left with something that you've created at the end.
Hey, Sean, are we still doing our podcast, The Letter L?
Oh, yeah, right. The sponsor. I'm sorry, I fucked up the bit.
What?
I didn't know. What were we doing?
No, because that's what happens at the end. Like, the buddy comes in. He's like, hey, are we still doing the podcast called The West Wings or something like that?
Sorry.
And like, and then he's like, wait, you have a podcast too? He's like, yeah, but this one's good.
Because that's how people see it.
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to see it.
Kill your darlings.
Finishing thoughts about Nathan For You. I really want to watch more.
Yeah, I think Nathan For You is like my favorite comedy. It's better than BoJack.
Nice. I'm glad you really like
it. Not as good as Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it's like different. Like, I think it might be on the same plane even as Stranger Things, but it's just
amazing that you can compare Nathan For You to Stranger Things, but in quality maybe.
It's solely in quality. And enjoyment, it's because of the lack of quality. Because it's just like, it's especially fun if you're in the field that Sean and I are in like pseudo filmmaking. I don't want to say pseudo film because we actually made films.
Well, yeah, kind of like we make videos in relating to.
I love that both of our feeds are filled with the video wholesome vines that I think about a lot.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching.
Or vines.
That's something I've been binging.
Vine compilations. Yeah, Vine 2's coming. You hear about that?
Yeah, I wonder what that's going to be like. I hope good.
I hope it's, like, better.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. But, like, Vine's just so addictive. Like, that's what I was saying. I'll watch, like, a couple Vines, and it'll be, like, a compilation. Once you step into the compilation, you discover it's 20 minutes long, and you have to finish it.
Yep.
Because it's so hilarious that you can't stop watching.
What is your favorite Vine?
My favorite Vine?
If you had to pick one right now, not even thinking about it. Like, what's your favorite Vine right now? Pick a Vine. Any Vine. Or just a Vine that you know off by heart.
I like that video. One recently where this guy walks into the bathroom in just boxers with his arms out. And he's, like, facing the mirror and he's like, hi, welcome to Chili's.
Hi, welcome to Chili's. And that was such a good Vine.
I don't know. It's just you need the video for it.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing. I think Vine really hit its stride and then it died.
Free Shavakadu.
Free Shavakadu.
I like that one too. I saw this one recently where a kid is like got a hairspray and he's lighting the hairspray on fire.
Yeah. And then like screaming. Yeah, he's like, dude, ah, you better stop. Stop. I'm glad that I knew that whole thing almost to a T.
That was so perfect. That might be my favorite.
If I had to pick, if I had to pick two vines, it would either be like, you know, that, and it's like the dog wearing like a little cape, and like he tries to go up a step and he falls down. It's like a little chihuahua, and he's like half the size of a step, and it plays like a little trumpet. Look up Danger Doggo. Oh, also that one's very good.
They're all so
but also
good.
Like the one where he's like the guy named Jesus and like or no it I forget who it is, but he's a viner, I believe he's Mexican, and he and it's like a very well crafted shot of like him talking to this girl and he's like holding flowers and she's like, I'm sorry, I will not be your boyfriend because I'm in love with Jesus. And like it, he looks up and then he's like beating some guy up who's like doing a lot, like pushing a lawnmower. He's like, Jesus! Stay with me from Anita. It's a hilarious thing, but you won't get this. But Sean has to hear this. It's just like a chihuahua, and on the second,
he tries to jump on the step,
and he falls down.
What is my? Do I have any other favorite vines?
Welcome to the Vine Review Podcast.
I just want to find one more that I must. There must be one more that's really my favorite, and maybe I won't be able to find it.
Oh, that's another good one with that guy. Adam.
He's blowing a vape cloud
on a desk. And he blows it away.
Adam. Apparently, spoiler, if you didn't see that tweet online already, the guy from that video, the Vine that we just watched, is the twin of the guy from the Hi, Welcome to Chili's.
Really?
Yeah, they're twins. Or
that's insane. Like, look, the weird things that you find out about.
Yeah, see? That's the guy from the... It's the same. Huh. Same people. Well, twins.
And Philip DeFranco is apparently talking about it. I know that's the same one.
No, that's just because I have him in my suggestions because I watch his videos a lot.
I used to watch Philip DeFranco a lot.
Is it about time for...
is it homework time?
I think it might be a little bit time for... Sorry, that was really loud. Sorry about your
eardrums.
Welcome
to the Ear Blast Podcast.
Ear Blasting 101.
So yeah, we told you that we would switch it up a little bit, starting next week.
starting
next week. Sean is going to bring, I don't know how much of this stuff you want to bring.
Or you could bring it here. No.
Oh yeah, I could bring it here, that's right. It'd be super simple to bring it here. It'd be way simpler than packing up all your audio stuff. We are going to... play some video games.
Video game. I'm down. Let's do this.
Yeah. Because Sean, I think Sean was talking about before, he doesn't really have a modern console to play, or I guess like a PS4.
Xbox 360s. It's on its way out, though. It's a dying thing.
It's a dying, yeah.
I mean, like, just this particular console is like, we've had it for so long that it's going to die.
Yeah, it's one of the old ones. Like, did this one get red ringed?
Not yet. It's still kicking.
Oh boy! Like this is from the Red Ring era, too.
Yeah, totally.
But I'm going to bring.
What's the game?
I don't know. Okay. No drama? Do you want to play a series of?
Oh.
Okay, I'll give you two options. Cause you usually give me two options, don't you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you want two options, or do you want me to just pick?
I think you should just pick this first one, though.
Okay. Fuck it, let's do Breath of the Wild. Let's do it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And then we can come back to it later, because I feel like it's a game that you really need to sit down with and just absorb. Yeah. We'll get through the Great Plateau.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my Wii U here, and are going to play the first three little trials.
Nice.
So we'll do the tutorial. I think that usually takes an hour and a half.
Okay. And then we'll talk about it.
So it's like a movie thing.
On the cast. And
I was either going to do that or I was going to do like a little gauntlet of updates of games that you're familiar with. So I was going to do like the new Mario Kart. I was going to do the new Smash Bros.
Oh, wow.
And I was probably just going to actually do those two.
You're not supposed to spoil what the other option. Well, it's fine.
Yeah, I think you did that once. I think we did that.
I might have. Anyway. I think that you just accidentally saw because I had a YouTube trailer open for the other one.
Never mind. I'm just bad at keeping ideas in the box.
That is okay.
Yeah.
I'm down. This is going
to
be fun.
Yeah. So when you listen to this...
This is the Zelda game. Did we tell people that?
The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
I guess some people don't know.
Yeah, I guess game of the year, according to very bad award shows, as award shows go, usually very bad are award shows. But these ones especially are just like riddled with ads and sponsorships. Like Gillette actually had like a mascot there that would interrupt like the hosts.
Video game awards.
Yeah, the video game awards. Spike.
Is that what you're?
Yeah.
Specifically to talking about those awards right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, get around to the new Mario.
What
game
was the award exactly it won? Again?
Game of the year.
Game of the year.
It also won a few other awards. It didn't win soundtrack of the year because this year was an astonishingly good year for soundtracks for video games.
Totally. It's an important.
Yeah.
It's an important thing.
I love video game music. That's why I'm making an album.
Totally.
Yeah. When are your things launching?
My videos?
Yeah.
The Rec Room live session music series is with Winnipeg local bands playing original songs in the studio.
You said launching like December?
No. January. Just a little later. Like mid to early January is the first video coming out. Won't say who is in it yet because I feel like I haven't told anyone and maybe I shouldn't yet.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I think now that I brought that up, the last thing I wanted to talk about, I was thinking about it in the back of my head. Uh-huh. We were talking about like having an end game for your series. So you have all these videos up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Do people get the same experience watching them sequentially as they come out, like watching them week by week as they come out, or would they also get the same experience as binging? Because I feel like
I've been watching
Stranger
a lot
Things
of...
and shows like that, Netflix originals, are meant to be watched in one chunk.
Yeah,
sometimes, or like they're a lot more easily done.
Yeah,
but like things like Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, those shows are like Game of Thrones. You're supposed to be watching them like as they come out, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. So you're saying, do I think my series is bingeable?
I think there's a difference. Yeah. My train of thought's not exactly clear right now.
It's okay. Forgive you.
Do you think that people get the same experience? Do you think that people get the same experience binging a show as they do watching it as it comes out or watching it a little bit separated?
No. Honestly, the most I've ever gotten into shows is the ones that were all out at the same time, I think. And, I mean, Game of Thrones is an exception just because I just live for that show.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other ones. But, like, a lot of shows, like, it just doesn't quite feel the same because I can't find out. I have to, like, let go each week and, like, dial down the obsessive bingey feeling festering inside me so that I can like stave off the need and craving for the show until next week. And then by the next week, when the actual episode comes, I'm like, that'll be nice to watch, but I wasn't looking forward to it all week. But certain shows I do. It depends is the answer.
Yeah.
It depends in the words of our PR teacher,
Melanie. Follow-up question. If a creator, like say you're watching... I know, was Rawhide a TV show? Rawhide was a TV show, right?
I don't know that TV show. Rawhide?
Do you know like the bit from like Blues Brothers where he's like, Rawhide, and he's got like the bullwhip?
I think so, yeah.
Or like the Blues Brothers. That's a cover, I think, title show. So say I'm watching like an old Western TV series from like the 60s.
Okay.
Am I disrespecting the author's original vision of the show if I watch it all at once? Do you think DVD collections, VHS collections, and now streaming kind of ruined the way that we watch some TV?
I mean, sort of, I guess. Like, it's really...
It depends.
Yeah, and I think overall it's done... It seems to have done good things for TV because, as they say, like, they still say at least that this is like the golden age of television.
Yeah.
So I think overall it's been good for like story and content. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe sometimes making people wait is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because builds anticipation. I mean, you could argue both sides, I think. But I personally like the Netflix style of releasing things mm-hmm. all at once. I just am really selfish. That's what our show's about.
Yeah.
It is about lack of moderation. 101.
Oh my God. It's funny because I'm, for my work placement, doing a series of videos, several series of videos about for a recovery center in the area.
Right.
Which is like an addictions rehab place. Mm-hmm. And like hearing people talk about addictions and stuff and then coming back, you know, like, yeah, watching shows all at once is awesome. Being, you know, binging is awesome. And it's like such a whiplash of terminology. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's interesting that we get
insensitive maybe when you put it in that context.
Yeah,
maybe.
When you put it in that context, but it's also interesting that that's where we chose to get our terminology for this from. That we chose to get our terminology from
form of addiction,
grabbing everything God. And consuming it all at once. And I think that also comes from like binge eating and stuff like that, you know, eating disorders and stuff like that.
Oh, that makes me think of, sorry, if you have a thought you want to finish.
No, go ahead.
It makes me think of this Nerdwriter video I watched recently about, I'll link it on our website mm-hmm. maybe.
But throw me some links.
Yeah, it's super interesting talking about how in the past with movies especially, whenever they dealt with like extreme wealth and greed,
mm-hmm.
and that's actually, you know, that's kind of an idea of binging, but just with more monetary sense with mm-hmm. money and possessions. But in the past, they made films that usually could point out like the hypocrisy and the pitfalls of capitalism and greed, etc. Mm-hmm. But like right now, we're in the age, it's called, someone, I can't remember which director, but they call it the cinema of excess with movies like Wolf of Wall Street, where it's just like constant. That movie is like binging the movie, basically.
Yeah, but power, money, glory.
But they never explicitly condemn the act of greed and,
yeah.
And I don't know, binging of money and materials.
Yeah.
But it still somehow makes its own point. Well, I won't spoil the Nerdwriter video because it was super interesting. But it's really interesting that we are in this age. Wow, this is good. This is a good discussion, yeah. I think.
The philosophy of binging and yeah. the linguistics of binging. But like, I've noticed that too, and you know, I could never really jam with movies like The Wolf of Wall Street, who have these absurd protagonists who get away with so much.
That's wild.
My brother loves those kind of movies mm-hmm. where, you know, someone lives in excess. Maybe it's just my personality and the values that I've grown to accept over time mm-hmm. and the ingrained burning orange flame of the NDP that my dad put inside of me. you know what? Let's double check on that while I do that. I'm going to check the election.
Oh, let's not. No, you know what? Let's not. I don't want to end this on a dark note.
We don't know if it's a dark note yet.
That's why I don't want to know.
But yeah, like seeing excess and, you know, uncontrolled excess and that not being explicitly. I know you can draw from that what you will. Like you can say, I could watch The Wolf of Wall Street and be like, this is an enjoyable movie, and this guy is
you
bad.
You really need to watch the Nerdwriter video because it does kind of have like a change in tone by the end
mm-hmm.
with an interesting. Well, yeah, you should just watch the video and
especially with
your
like
thought.
Especially with like the division or like the shrinking of the middle class and the continued division of equality in the world when things were looking so bright once upon a time. And no, it's just kind of strange that this is the time that this is happening. Yeah. Or maybe not if you read Noam Chomsky. I don't know. Maybe is this democracy
at work? Maybe
at work, capitalism telling us to
this
that
is now
we can
the
live.
Communist podcast.
Welcome to. I don't want to do a racist Russian accent because Russians continuing to.
I feel like doing
crush.
A Russian accent's not that racist.
No, but like it's also
they're
like
just white guys.
It's just
over
like
there
also
in their own cult. I feel like if there's any accent that Canadians can do, we can do a Russian accent. We come.
There
we're
are
the
brothers.
Same. Yeah, we live in under the same.
And you want to like see the destruction of
weather and
democracy
environment.
Too.
Yeah, we can do the Vladimir Putin.
Have you seen like those videos about like squatting Slavs and like Boris?
Yeah.
It's Boris. And like tracksuits and that kind of stuff. I love those videos because it's just like
subreddit
such a,
that's just another day in Russia where it's just photos of like totally absurd things. And situations
just
where
like a bear drinking vodka or something like that.
Yeah,
like
that
someone
kind
like
of
squatting
stuff.
Next
just
to
normal
a bear.
Day in Russia. I'll link that in our on our website as well.
And no. That's I think that's a good place to leave our viewers.
I think we're gonna wrap it.
Yeah, I think that's a fun place.
So the show just got more expensive. You gotta go out and buy Breath of the Wild and play along with us.
Yeah. Or watch
a
YouTube video of it.
Yeah.
Or find a friend who has no self control.
And maybe someone you know has the game, and you should go over and play it.
Go play a game with a bud.
And we're gonna try and be back for next Tuesday.
I think it'll happen.
Okay.
It was just some circumstances that came up that prevented us. Some life stuff happened.
Yeah.
And we just had to take care of it.
Yeah, but
we'll be
back
next week.
So yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter at binging101.
That's correct.
Not podcast. You can follow our WordPress at binging101podcast.wordpress.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. I'm working on figuring out how to put us on more services as well, different podcasting apps, whichever you choose. If you got a podcasting app that you really want us on, please make sure that you tell us because I will work not night and day. I will work night because I have a day job.
To try and make that happen for you. Lucky
Skylar
viewers.
And Sean, for you. But, play us out, Sean.
Wait, what'd you say? Say that
oh,
again.
Oh, play us out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, are you just going to edit in?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
I'm Skylar Hunt.
And I'm Sean Guzin.
Thank you for listening.
So long.
Letter L.
Oh.